cocaine is being produced at greater quantities than ever.
Invisibles are the future of the cocaine trade. They don't want a gold-plated Uzi. They don't want to touch a kilo of cocaine. They've realized their best protection is just not being on anyone's radar at all. Right from the beginning, his alias was the Ghost. Because he always was going to try and live in the shadows. He's directly linked to some of the most violent visible narcos in Colombian history, including Pablo Escobar's successor, Don Berna. The Ghost is an extraordinarily powerful individual. One of the most prolific and powerful drug traffickers in Colombia. Then he disappears. In 2008, boof, he's gone. I'm out to track him down, find him.
Not gonna let these intimidate me, particularly not this one.
Confront him and expose him.
It's in.
This is not good. Don't stop here.
Ustedes, como no, yo llamo un invisible.
Ustedes están facilitando terrorismo, lavado de activos y narcotráfico.
He lost track of him. He disappeared, like a ghost.
I've been an investigative journalist for the last 25 years. I'm a former British Army officer who made the leap to war correspondent. Started in Bosnia, moved to the Middle East, and I came to Colombia in 1997. This was when the civil conflict was at its worst. Left-wing guerrillas seeking to overthrow the government, and then pitted against them were right-wing paramilitaries, but they've all been fed by drug trafficking. Cocaine has been the fuel on the fire. But from 2004 to 2006, there's a turning point in the conflict. In a place known as Ralito, in the north of the country in Córdoba department. The right-wing paramilitary army of the AUC, the most powerful drug trafficking organization in the world, sits down to negotiate with the government.
Ni en La Paz.
Ralito is the largest gathering of narcos in history. A who's who of the most powerful and violent drug barons in Colombia. Mancuso, Carlos Castaño, Pablo Sevillano, Macaco, Don Berna. And with these kingpins, a mysterious figure. He never appeared in public at Ralito. Deliberately stayed away from the cameras. But he did sign a key AUC document entitled United for Peace.
So we've got Mancuso, we've got Don Berna, we've got Macaco. We know all of these names until we get to here. Sebastian Colmenares. Who is he and why is he in such distinguished criminal company?
Sebastian Colmenares was, according to this document, one of the most important paramilitary commanders there were. An extraordinarily powerful individual. A person who we believe is responsible for smuggling
tons of drugs to the mainland United States. And then he disappears. In 2008, Buffy's gone. What I want to know is, where did he go? What's he doing now? Where is Sebastian Colmenares today? The paramilitaries all signed their documents with aliases. So we assumed that Sebastian Colmenares was an alias. I ran the name past my underworld sources. But I drew a blank. Then there's a breakthrough. We get word from a high-ranking ex-narco that Sebastian Colmenares also went by another alias.
Ebon Fasma. Memo Fantasma. Alias Sebastián Colmenares es Memo Fantasma.
Memo is will in Spanish, and Fantasma is a ghost, so the literal translation of Memo Fantasma is he's Will the Ghost. And this alias has been whispered through the Medellin underworld for years.
I was meeting with an informant in Mexico, and that name Memo Fantasma came up. The name has always stuck with me, because who could forget a name like Memo Fantasma?
Memo Fantasma ha estado en el negocio desde 1995 aproximadamente.
Yo conocí a Memo Fantasma a mediados de los 90 en Medellín.
Memo Fantasma is clearly well known in the criminal world. But when I begin to question Colombian police sources, we hit a brick wall. Some just say, never heard of him, which can't be possible. Others say, ask me something else, Jerry. Don't go there. We get nothing, not a whisper from the police sources. And this is an alarm bell. How is it possible that a name that has widespread recognition in the underworld is completely unknown to the police? The most obvious and alarming explanation is they know who Memo Fantasma is, and he is being protected. Then we get a contact from inside the US government who's prepared to go on the record.
Hi there, Peter. How are you?
Hello, Jeremy.
Peter Vincent was a senior figure in the US Embassy in Bogota from 2006 to 2009.
I'm just going to jump straight into it. Tell me, have you ever heard of the name Memo Fantasma, and in what context?
I started to hear rumors and whispers about Memo Fantasma, the so-called narco ghost in Bogota, Colombia, from 2006 until 2009. And this mysterious character was very much involved in both narco trafficking and paramilitary activity. Even prior to the paramilitaries, he was actually an associate of Pablo Escobar, ended up making off with a large load of high-quality cocaine that he stole from Escobar and ended up setting up his own operation.
Do you know who he was working with in the paramilitaries?
It was always my opinion that Memo Fantasma was actually a leader of the Central Bolivar Blocks.
Wow.
Which, as you well know, was responsible for the slaughter of anywhere from 10,000 to 15,000 people. It was engaging in massive amounts of narco trafficking and, frankly, crimes against humanity and genocide.
So for you, there's no doubt that Memo Fantasma was playing in the big leagues.
There's no doubt whatsoever that Memo Fantasma was not only playing in the big leagues, but he was actually directing quite a bit of this. knew he was involved, and then he disappeared like a ghost. And we lost track of him.
Peter Vincent puts him right at the top of the big leagues.
He's a top drug trafficker who was an integral part of the paramilitary army.
Great, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
We're on the right track, and he's a big player. And if we can expose him, it's a potential game changer.
According to Peter Vincent, Memo Fantasma was part of the Central Bolivar Bloc, or BCB. One of the most powerful paramilitary units in the AUC, headed by the notorious warlord known as Macaco. Macaco inspired fear. And a source tells me that Sebastian Colmenares, aka Memo Fantasma, was in business with Macaco, alias Javier Montañez.
Memo se une a la Sauce y se convierte en socio igualitario 50-50 con Macaco.
It's a eureka moment. Memo Fantasma was Macaco's business partner. All of our sources said Macaco was muscle and territory. Memo was money and drug trafficking. Macaco was visible, Memo is invisible. They are partners, but the aim is the same. To build BCB into a powerful drug trafficking organization. By the early 2000s, they've got significant territorial control across many different parts of the country, all important for drug trafficking. And they are moving tens of tons of cocaine and generating tens of millions of dollars. At the height of BCB's power, Sebastian Colmenares, aka Memo Fantasma, is one of the most prolific and powerful drug traffickers in Colombia. Fast forward to 2006. At Ralito, Don Berna and the paramilitary leaders decide to take a deal offered by the government. To avoid extradition, they consent to 8 years of soft detention in Colombia and agree to leave their criminal pasts behind them. Sebastian Colmenares has a choice. He could take the golden parachute, but Memo Fantasma, it seems, has other ideas. He's going to leave Sebastian Colmenares and consign him to history. Memo Fantasma wants to continue in the drug trade. He quits the peace process and vanishes. Three years later, that proves to be a very smart choice. In 2008, Don Berna, along with Macaco, Mancuso and the paramilitary high command were all expelled from the peace and justice system. They were extradited to the United States. They all get long sentences in maximum security prisons. Don Berna gets 30 years. But his invisible associate, Memo Fantasma, escapes this fate. He's never extradited, never arrested, never even charged with a crime. But he's made one mistake. When Memo Fantasma signed that document as Sebastian Colmenares, he very briefly became visible. And I think he's going to regret that. So now we've got confirmation that Sebastian Colmenares is Memo Fantasma, is a key part of the AUC, the paramilitary army. We just need his real name. For us, the obvious place to start digging is in the peace and justice files.
They contain the proceeds of the entire paramilitary history, including the Ralito gathering. Thousands of hours of testimony from members of the AUC. We pick up the first solid evidence of Memo Fantasma in a taped interview in which a peace and justice prosecutor is questioning a former BCB member, alias Nico. Nico is clearly under pressure from BCB leaders.
Pero a mí no va a manejar él con las cosas. Le estoy haciendo un favor ya como para no entrar en controversia porque bastante problemas tuve con todo.
¿Y cuáles son?
¿Sí me entiendes? Que no tocara al maestrico para nada. Que no volviera a tocar a Memo Fantasma para nada.
It was clear that the top level of the BCB were trying to hide Memo Fantasma and Sebastián Colmenares.
¿Quién es Memo Fantasma?
Memo Fantasma era el segundo persona después de Macaco en el bloque central.
¿Y quién es? ¿Dónde está? ¿De dónde era?
Memo Fantasma es de Envigado, Antioquia.
¿Cómo se llamaba?
El nombre de Memo, porque yo estuve con él, a mí me tocó estar con él como correo humano, estuve con él de la mano. Se llama Guillermo Camacho.
No existe ese nombre en registraduría. Sí. Nosotros lo hemos buscado, rebuscado, con toda la registraduría. Yo he mandado órdenes de policía judicial, he hecho inspección judicial. Ese nombre no existe.
Bueno,
ese era el nombre.
La chapa de él, la chapa de él siempre fue Sebastián Colmenares o Memo Fantasma.
We had no more luck than the prosecutor. We couldn't find any Guillermo Camacho either. Then we find alias Pablo Sevillano's file.
He's a top drug trafficker who was an integral part of the paramilitary army.
And as it happens, his first name is Guillermo, or Memo for short.
He's directly asked, "Are you Memo Fantasma?" Pablo Sevillano responds saying, "I am not Memo Fantasma. Memo Fantasma is Guillermo Acevedo." Well, this is it. This is a legal document naming Memo Fantasma as Guillermo Acevedo.
But is Sevillano telling the truth? Is Guillermo Acevedo Memo's real name, or is it just another alias? And if it is real, can we find an ID number and a photograph?
So we go to Bogota's Chamber of Commerce.
It's 900 Guiondos.
And we get a hit. Guillermo Acevedo has a company, ASEP. But what we're really looking for is the ID card of all of the shareholders. We get to Guillermo Acevedo. We've got his name in full. We've got where the ID was issued, and we've got his ID card number. But the photo is black. And I don't believe that was a coincidence. Our ideal scenario is to find a series of properties and companies linked to Guillermo Acevedo to Memo. So we can say, look, this guy is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. How can he possibly justify it?
We find 12 companies that we can link to Guillermo Acevedo. But one stands out. Between 2006 and 2008, Guillermo Acevedo was involved in a property development project in an exclusive part of Bogota with a company called Hitos Urbanos. Hitos Urbanos is owned by the vice president of Colombia, Marta Lucia Ramirez, and her husband, Alvaro Rincón.
The land was subsequently used to construct the high-rise building, Torre 85.
Very significant property development in Bogotá.
Clearly, Guillermo Acevedo has been involved in large property deals with members of Colombian high society. We don't know where he is or what he looks like. But we have a lot more information now, so I hit up my contacts one more time.
We get a photo from a source. It's very bad quality. It's the copy of a photocopy of a black and white passport photo.
There he is. Ghost no more.
Our quarry now had a face, but it's of such bad quality that we can't blow it up, and it's just not enough to go to sources and say, is this Memo Fantasma? Then we get an extraordinary tip.
Holy, that's him.
In a freak chance, Memo Fantasma appears unknowingly in a hidden camera show.
Come on, vamos, please. Vamos. Come on. Vamos.
And sure enough, there he was. So we had two photos from two different sources, and clear enough for us to take to our sources and say, is this Guillermo Acevedo, Memo Fantasma? This initially proves extremely difficult. Memo Fantasma really scares people. And none of my underworld sources initially are prepared to go on the record.
Usted va a sentar enfrente acá.
But we find Carlos Mateos, alias Paquita. He's a commander in Bloque Central Bolívar.
Yo soy Carlos Fernando Mateus.
A key drug trafficking source who had a foot in both the Medellin underworld and the paramilitary army. One of Macaco's trusted lieutenants.
Eso es Memo Fantasma, también conocido como Sebastián Colmenares.
Sí. Sí, lo conocí como Memo o Fantasma.
Okay.
Posterior a eso, ya es que sale el de Sebastián Colmenares, ya dentro de la negociación.
We had a face of Memo Fantasma. It's a crucial breaking point for the whole story.
¿Cuándo fue la primera vez que usted lo vio?
La primera vez que yo lo vi fue a finales del año 2001 y él llega con Julián Bolívar, que era otro comandante del Estado Mayor del BCB. Llegan en un helicóptero. Creí que era alguien de la seguridad.
What's great about Paquita's story is that initially he didn't know who Memo was. He sees a helicopter land for a summit of top paramilitary commanders. And he sees Memo step off the helicopter and go and greet the top commanders as an equal. Indeed, some of them deferred to him. Paquita says, who is that guy?
And one of his superiors says, that's Memo Fantasma.
Es un muchacho, de apariencia joven. Él en apariencia muy joven, como siempre civil.
Y entonces, más tarde, usted pudo averiguar que Memo fue socio de Macaco. ¿Cómo usted ve él dentro de la cúpula?
Mi percepción, yo lo veo, diría, un poco más arriba de Macaco.
Usted pasó tiempo con Macaco casi en la misma celda, si me acuerdo.
Sí. A Macaco con las actividades de incorporar a todos al proceso, que él lo hizo, yo le pregunto, ¿que el amigo o el socio del qué?
And Macaco told him, Memo has left me just the bones. Memo's got all the meat and all the good stuff,
And Macaco's been left with the remains. Macaco's turned himself in as part of the peace process. Memo's still on the outside. He's making the money. He's still got the power.
Also willing to go on the record is former Colombian prosecutor Cruz Elena Aguilar.
Yo conocí a Memo Fantasma a mediados de los 90 en Medellín.
Cruz Elena Aguilar is eminently qualified to identify Memo Fantasma.
She mixed with Medellín's top narcos in the search block during the hunt for Pablo Escobar.
Es la primera impresión que tengo. Es él. Este es Memo Fantasma.
The fact that she and alias Paquita can clearly identify Memo Fantasma is our proof that Sebastián Colmenares, Memo Fantasma, and Guillermo Acevedo are one and the same. It's a done deal for us.
Now, we just have to find him. But from 2014, 2015, he drops off the radar.
So we went back to our sources who said, he's left the country. He's moved to Spain.
Okay.
Necesito un favor. Estoy buscando a alguien en Madrid. Que me gustaría es fotos de él para confirmar su identidad.
I want confirmation photographic that he's there. I want confirmation of his residence. I want confirmation of his offices.
Gracias.
If we can get all that evidence in hand, then it'll be time for me to go to Madrid.
This, we're hoping, is going to be the closing chapter in the hunt for our invisible Memo Fantasma. According to the contacts here, he is in Madrid right now.
We found a company that he'd set up in Madrid. Millions of euros.
I really feel we're in the final stretch. And a guy who has been invisible now for well over a decade, maybe, just maybe, we're going to shine the light on him.
We're about to meet our contact. He's been scooping up information on Memo Fantasma and his movements. We're hoping that he's got the information we need to plan our next steps.
Sí, lo encontraste.
Sí.
Aquí en Madrid o afuera.
Los dos.
Y la otra cosa clave es la foto.
Sí.
That is definitely Memo.
A little bit older. But it's him.
So now I'm just going to find his address is on the map so we can plan our attack. We'll hit the lawyers first, right here in the center of town. Then we've got a house, but this is on the outskirts of town towards the airport. Hopefully, we'll get a message to him and maybe even see him.
So the first stop is the lawyers. We want to make sure that this letter gets into his hands, as this is going to be the first official notice of his right to reply to our accusations.
What's going to be interesting now is the response from the lawyers. I've left my phone number at the bottom of all the letters. If he wants to reach me, he will certainly know how to do it.
Muy buenos días.
Bien.
Me llamo Jeremy McDermott.
Sí.
Me gustaría encontrar el contacto de uno de sus clientes, que es Guillermo Acevedo.
No, le paso por el sí.
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
¿Qué tal? ¿Quién es usted, perdón?
Jeremy McDermott.
¿Y por qué quería hablar con Guillermo?
Porque estamos escribiendo un artículo sobre él, sobre narcotráfico, lavado de activos y terrorismo. Ese es su derecho de responder a las acusaciones.
Vale. Es que no tengo ni idea de nada, lo siento. No.
Pero...
Porque incluso me sorprende bastante esta visita.
Esa fue la idea.
Le diré que le llame.
Entonces, eso es interesante porque ahora usted ha admitido que él es cliente de usted.
No, no, yo no he hecho nada. Vamos a ayudar.
Jeremy McDermott, mucho gusto.
¿Qué tal? Por lo menos no se ha dado ningún acto. No somos sus abogados.
Pero su empresa está registrado aquí, ¿cierto?
Tengo la contabilidad de una sociedad.
¿Y ya está?
Nosotros no tenemos jurisdicción de Guillermo a hacer ningún sobre su nombre.
¿Por qué usted no va a recibir una carta para él?
Guillermo no tiene aquí su domicilio.
No, su domicilio es...
Pues vaya, pues
allí vaya.
Pues mire, yo con esta tarjetita, y usted es de verdad periodista, en cuanto usted se vaya, yo le voy a dar...
So, we need to drop an envelope at his house. This makes me a little bit nervous. What am I going to do if he's there? And how am I going to play that? I've got some fairly serious people on speed dial in case things begin to go sideways. So we're on the outskirts of Madrid. Absolutely lovely neighborhood. These are closed neighborhoods for people who clearly like their privacy. After the scene in the lawyer's office where things got extremely hostile, I feel that we need to hit the house very quickly now so that there's no time for any kind of preparation. He's certainly no stranger to violence. Is he going to try and close off the investigation through very abrupt and brutal means? There we go. We are approaching the main gate of the closed neighborhood.
There's a van there.
This is not good.
Lock him up.
Don't stop here. Don't stop here. What I am hoping is that he realizes that we're pretty serious.
Aquí está bien. Paramos aquí.
We've got some fairly alarming accusations, and it might be time for him to engage with us.
Not going to let these intimidate me, particularly not this one.
Buenas, ¿cómo está? Con Guillermo Acevedo, por favor, de parte de Jeremy McDermott.
Él
no está. Te va a dejar eso si le puede entregar, porfa. Muy amable, gracias.
So, doesn't want to talk. The channels are open if he decides to contact me. My feeling is that we've taken him rather by shock now. He's received a phone call from his lawyers, and now we've turned up at his gate. So I suspect he's now thinking very hard about how to play things. When I see people like Memo Fantasma living the high life in Madrid, it leaves me with a deep sense of a frustration. The only way Memo has been able to stay off the radar for me has been because he has managed to corrupt at very high levels state institutions. If Memo Fantasma got a pass from any international law enforcement agencies, it would be because
He gave them valuable information. So valuable that they were prepared to let him off the hook. A couple of underworld sources have suggested that Memel handed over enough information for them to convict Macaco without any questions.
Memo se le volvió a Macaco y lo entregó a los gringos para salvarse él y no tener que pagar un solo día de cárcel.
In July 2019, Macaco was returned to Colombia after 11 years incarceration in the United States. He now faces up to 40 years in prison in Colombia, while Memo lives it up in Madrid.
Macaco lo odia profundamente.
This, from a security point of view, is perhaps the most dangerous and delicate time. He now knows who I am. He now knows that we have a very strong story against him. This leaves him very few options. One of the options might be violence. And so, yeah, this is definitely a worry. Hello. Hola, señor Guillermo, ¿cómo está? Bien, bien, gracias por llamar. He seemed very keen to engage. Demanda, no, no mencionamos nada de eso. Estamos sí interesados en publicar un artículo, entonces por esta razón quisimos hablar con usted. And I'm not surprised. This is the guy that I think we're dealing with. Highly intelligent, extremely reasonable. He was extremely polite. Entonces usted es Guillermo León Acevedo Giraldo, ¿sí? Colombiano. Con cédula de Envigado, ¿cierto? Eso. Es que yo estoy haciendo una investigación sobre Memo Fantasma y alias Sebastián Colmenares. Y yo creo que eso es usted. Esta persona es narcotraficante y miembro de las Autodefensas Unidas de Colombia. He denies categorically that he is Memo Fantasma and that he is alias Sebastián Colmenares. Entonces, usted tampoco trabajó con alias Macaco Carlos Mario Jiménez en el Bloque Central Bolívar. No, yo tengo casi 11 fuentes que ha identificado su foto como Memo Fantasma y como Sebastián Colmenares. He's extremely alarmed by the allegations that I laid out in the lawyer's office. And he believes he can refute them all. Usted tiene mucho que hablar porque hay gente que está intentando pintarle de varias cosas. Uno es narcotraficante, otro es financiador de las autodefensas, uno es asesino, otro más reciente es haciendo lavado de activos. His next line of defense was, he has no charges pending or arrest warrants pending. No, en este momento, eso realmente es la cosa que más me impresiona de usted. Usted no tiene ningún orden de No, usted ha podido borrar sus rastros muy bien. Me imagino que usted ha trabajado como informante para Estados Unidos. Y usted es, como no, yo llamo un invisible. Perhaps the surprising line of defense was that he doesn't have any money. Ajá. Y ustedes no tienen una casa en el poblado, no está involucrado en el Torre 85 en Bogotá. He admitted to involvement in the enormous development in Bogotá known as Torre 85, Tower 85.
The other parties in that deal are not exactly nobodies. The Colombian vice president and her husband.
Por favor, eso sería fabuloso. He has promised to send me an email so that he can refute, one by one, the accusations we are placing against him.
The first email is incredibly polite. He thanks me for my time and kindness. He says he wants to clarify any misunderstandings and is willing to assist me in any way possible. I respond by telling him what our accusations are, including that he informed Don Macaco and was present for the torture and murder of an associate. Acevedo directly denies these accusations, calling them vile and a great big lie. He says my sources are maliciously trying to ruin his reputation and that he's never been involved in a crime of any kind. He says he wants to meet in person, never follows through, just keeps stalling until he refuses to speak except through his lawyers.
Memo Fantasma, for me, is an example of a successful invisible. The key to invisibility is corruption. You've got to prevent being identified by police, prosecutors, judicial system. The best way to do that is to have these bodies on the payroll. The likelihood is Memo is protected by someone in government, in the police, or in the security forces.
What happens occasionally in some of these cases, it's that somebody is able to cooperate to such a degree that the government decides to give them a pass. Now, I've had clients that I've been able to do that for them, but it is rare. What I think distinguishes Memo from some of these other guys that I, for example, have represented is that I don't think he missed a step. Memo Fantasma, in my view, will never be brought to justice. And certainly I have no faith that the Colombian law enforcement authorities are going to do anything against him. I think they're already bought and paid for.
The ideal scenario is to prompt US authorities to have a look at a person who we believe is responsible for smuggling tons of drugs to the mainland United States. In Colombia, the blood and suffering caused by the cocaine trade over the last 40-odd years it's impossible to describe. It's left scars on this country and its society that have still not even come close to healing. We have to learn from these mistakes. We have to contain the violence and suffering. Memo Fantasma should be in prison. He should be in prison for a long time.